Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. When's the last time you took the bus? Taking public transportation can really cut down on your greenhouse gas emissions, and it's way cheaper than buying an electric car. But for most of us, driving is just more convenient. We wondered, does it have to be that way? We had Nat Hardy and Juliana Marullo from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hiya.
So what's the big picture here? Why are we talking about public transportation?
Well, the transportation sector is the biggest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S.
On a national level, 23% of all emissions come from vehicles on the road.
And unsurprisingly, cars make up most of those emissions.
What makes public transportation so important is that per person, the emissions are way lower than cars.
A bus full of people emits about 5 times less CO2 per person than a car with only one person in it. And electric or hybrid buses can emit even less.
But of course, those emissions aren't as great if the bus is nearly empty.
So let's get everyone into buses.
That's easier said than done. Ridership decreased all over the country after COVID, and it still hasn't fully recovered 4 years later.
Is there anything that could help ridership recover?
Great question. To answer it, we talked to Colleen Cronin, a reporter at EcoRI and host of their podcast, Blab Lab.
Colleen has been reporting on Rhode Island's public bus system, RIPTA, and talking to riders about their experiences taking the bus.
To start, we asked Colleen about why people take the bus.
I'd say there's like two camps. There's the people who can't drive because maybe they can't afford a car or they can't get a license. And then there's the people who are choosing not to drive because they hate to drive or they want to try to do something good for the environment.
Okay, but for people who don't take the bus, why not?
Well, everyone's got a different answer. Did you take the bus to the studio today?
I did not.
Why not?
Well, I had to get my kids to school, and then the bus wasn't coming for another half hour, which didn't give me enough time to get here.
Exactly. Colleen says she hears these sorts of frustrations all the time.
A car ride that would take you, 20 minutes can take an hour or more on the bus, depending on where you go. So it's just not as convenient.
But this could feed into a pattern that some transportation experts call a doom spiral. The idea is that if fewer people are taking the bus because it's not convenient for them,
the government agencies that run the public transit say, oh, we should probably invest less in this if fewer people are taking it. And the less you invest, the less people will take it because then it becomes less reliable.
And so the cycle repeats and the bus becomes even less convenient.
Advocates worry that this spiral could happen in Rhode Island. After a driver shortage and a budget deficit, RIPTA considered reducing bus service along a number of routes.
But there's good news. The spiral can go in the opposite direction too.
If public transit service becomes more frequent, studies have shown that ridership tends to increase too.
So if it's more reliable and it's better to use, more people will use it.
So maybe driving to work wouldn't feel like my only option?
Exactly.
How do we get there?
Rhode Island already has a plan for improving service. It's called the Transit Master Plan, and it's a really ambitious but also non-binding plan to improve bus service.
The plan would make buses more frequent, expand service areas, and build new infrastructure, like priority lanes, so buses can move through traffic faster than cars.
The goal is to make bus service a real option instead of driving, but RIPTA needs more funding before it can make the plan a reality.
State legislators are trying to create new funding sources for Rhode Island's bus system, but we'll have to wait and see if they're successful.
Got it. Thanks, Nat and Juliana. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to askpossibly.org or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public Radio. And a special thank you to Colleen Cronin for joining us this episode. To listen to EcoRI's podcast, just search Blab Lab wherever you get your podcasts.